beautiful afternoon.
Well, I'm at home. I've already done the errand running I had to do this morning, and me and the dog are home, and I had lunch delivered to the house, so I didn't have to go pick up food. So, you know, I guess I'm doing pretty good for an old guy.
No, I'd be thankful that you're able to do that. Who'd you have deliver your grub?
Chipotle. I go there and get stuff, and right now, through the end of this month, they're offering free delivery.
Oh, we're just off to grab a couple of things. If they aren't busy, I bought some little pads for my foot the other day, and I think they slipped through the basket where Bernice laid them at, and so I don't think they got the register because I don't remember running them through the register. Boy, the Bradford pear trees are already dropping their buds like crazy out here. Look like rain. I just drove through this one tree. Well, and I noticed all the yellow all over the truck.
Yeah, well, my yellow bell have done bloomed, and the blooms are gone, and they're back to now just leaves, and of course they're producing. But I've got an azalea that is about to pop up, and it is loaded with blooms. And with today's warmth and tomorrow's warmth, it's probably going to make them do that. And I got a rose bush that is just growing like wildfire. Hadn't got any buds on it yet, but it's still leafing up real good and everything else. So things are starting to come around. I could stand some wet weather like this for the next couple of weeks, you know.
They're saying that the warm air might help with that virus. And I hope it does. I talked to my nephew up in Boston this morning, and I guess the way that got started up there was they had a big biotech meeting. There's a lot of biotech companies in the Boston area, and he's a medical scientist himself, but he works from home now and has for a long time. But he said they had people from all over the world at that congregation, and that's where it started at. Those people went home, and then their families got it, and it expanded exponentially. So they got over 4,000 up there. So far, I think we've been very fortunate down here. I think last time I heard in South Carolina, there was 60.
Heard something. I thought I heard that too, and then somebody else said something about something different. And I'll hang on a second. Let's see. There's a live report from Spartanburg Regional. Let's see what they're saying here.
Sure. N0TR.
Thing from the Spartanburg Regional where they've got the blood connections. They're taking blood donations and everything. Let me listen to this for a minute. I want to see what this guy has to say. I'll be back. W2T.
Okay, Rusty, we're just about at our first destination, so I'll sign with you. We got a group of crotch rockets with high RPM behind us. And they're gaining on us fast. 73, Rusty. This is N0TR. Clear.